This Wednesday, May 4th, is the day of the bag ban in New Jersey. It covers all carry-out plastic bags, no matter what the thickness is, that are handed out at stores, supermarkets, retail establishments. There are some exceptions. You'll still be able to get a plastic bag if you're buying fresh fruit, for example, vegetables, loose nuts, coffee, baked goods, things like that, or order your store-sliced deli items and any fresh uncooked meats or fish. Paper bag ban, which was pushed by the New Jersey Food Council, the supermarket lobby, that's also part of this package. Well, looking at the mechanics of this during a legislative hearing, reps said the paper bags were an additional cost for supermarkets, took up more space than plastic. Trade group also said allowing paper bags doesn't address consumers' reliance on single-use products. Stores that have grocery sections that are larger than 2,500 square feet, that includes places like Walmart, Target, Costco, cannot give out paper bags either. Something else supermarkets have to try to negotiate with is what happens when a customer places an online order for curbside pickup? Because as law was passed before the COVID pandemic and the lockdown, that all made online orders a lot more popular. So depending on the store, basically, you'll have an option. You buy a canvas shopping bag, it costs $1, $2, $3 in some cases. Some stores are offering cardboard boxes to pack your order in. They're reusing boxes that stores certainly get for deliveries. That'll be for free. Another aspect of all this, store employees could collect customers' bags from their cars when they show up for their order. Go in the back wherever the food, the order is being stored, fill the bags up or the boxes if you're going the free route, then bring it all out to the customer that way. State Senator Kristen Corrado, Republican, who represents Passaic County, she's drafted legislation that would exempt online orders for curbside pickup or delivery from this paper and plastic ban. As they say in the infomercial, but wait, there's more because there is another challenge this bag ban creates. If you're, like a lot of people, a spur-of-the-moment shopper, well, you kind of have to come up with a reusable bag strategy. I mean, yeah, you could just keep bags in the trunk of your car, the floor of your car, but, I mean, that's not the most sanitary of all options. I mean, you could try this. You can keep bags at the ready at home, another couple of bags at work, if you go to the gym and in your locker. Well, think about this. If you get caught short, what are you going to do? You're on the way home, and you remember, oh, no, I got to pick up whatever. Do you have to try to find someone you know who'll be willing to lend you a bag?